This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
Words like passion and sharp wit, wisdom, humor, among the words that have been used over the last couple of days as our city has remembered the late Tommy Hazzori, who passed away at the age of 76. Former Jacksonville Mayor John Payton is with me on Jacksonville's Morning News. Do you have words that just immediately bubble to the surface when you think about your colleague and friend?
Rich, good morning. No, it's hard to imagine our political landscape without Tommy Hazzori. He brought a lot of color to the public commentary, never afraid to pick a fight, took issue with and things he felt strongly about, and it made a big difference, in Jacksonville. So he's going to be missed, for sure.
As you look at the legacy of the man and the leader from the state legislative efforts to the school board to the city council to the mayor's office, is there a lasting legacy that Tommy Hazzori will ultimately have? I mean, he touched so many different parts of our community in so many different ways.
Well, you know, two things come to mind. I'm not sure we'll see anyone who will touch so many levels of government in a career. I mean, starting out with the state legislature, then moving over to city hall and mayor's office, then, of course, school board and back to city council and city council president. That's pretty extraordinary. You don't see that very often. Most people, you know, come out of the private sector and go back to the private sector. He was always in the public sector, always serving, seemed to have a passion for serving. And I think that's certainly a big part of his story. But I think, you know, getting rid of the tolls and getting rid of the odor, two things that really defined our city for so many years. And he took a strong stand. You know, a lot of people thought the odor from the mills was, you know, the smell of money and good for our economy. But he really took that on and was successful in really changing the perception of this community by many people that drove through here and had a bad impression. We're grateful for that.
At the local level, all party politics sometimes gets set aside when it comes to city council, yet we still have the partisanship that comes through, and you saw that in your time in office, I'm sure. And yep. Yet here's a guy who clearly was able to reach across party lines in a number of different ways. I mean, here you are, a Republican, talking about a colleague and friend who's on the other side of the aisle politically.
Right. You know, the issues we're dealing with locally really are not partisan, if you think about it. I mean, we're solving problems. You know, we're filling potholes. We're trying to, you know, reinvigorate our downtown. We're trying to improve transportation, keep our parks maintained, open the libraries. You know, these are not partisan issues. And that's the thing I found really rewarding about local government. And I think Tommy did, too, is you can make a difference without all the chatter and clamor of, you know, political angling. And I think, you know, Tommy, he did work both sides of the aisle. He supported Lenny Curry for his reelection, although he took issue with, you know, some of Lenny Curry's major initiatives, Lot J and the JEA scandal. He took a strong stand against the mayor. So, you know, I think what you're seeing is, you know, a guy that was really put Jacksonville first, and I think the partisanship came second, or if it came at all.
Obviously, his passing coming over the weekend, arrangements are still developing. Have you caught wind of anything in terms of a public sort of tribute to Tommy Hazzori?
No, I really haven't heard any details. I'm sure there are going to be a lot of folks that Tommy has touched through the years. They're going to want to come together and celebrate his life, but I'm not aware of any plans at this time.
All right, we'll stay in touch with city leaders. Former Mayor John Payton, do appreciate catching up. We've got to make it a little bit more regular than the passing of legendary political leaders in our community. We appreciate your time this morning. It's 8:12 on Jacksonville's Morning News.